going on?
What's going on?
I wonder when this gonna work. Well, first and foremost, before we get into it, I gotta do my introduction. Excuse me. How you doing, baby girl? A little busy right now. I'll talk to you a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Do something. Next up, we got another wrap it up session. Let's get it. So listen, bro. It is yours truly. It's Blunted Battle Rap B&B. Yours truly. I got a special guest with me this afternoon. This man right here. This man has put me on the battle rap a long time ago. He's one of my favorite writers in this. There's a lot of history between me and this gentleman. Everybody, please welcome one and only Chase Jefferson. All right. Man, okay, so where do we start? Man. So I guess we'll start off with the GTX situation with Disaster versus Easy. So I saw the battle as well as by the way, T-Rex, I gotta put respect on T-Rex's name on. I've already done it in my previous podcast, but I really salute the T-Rex because I'm really glad, like, Rex battling lately has been very fire, man. Have you ever checked out the walkdown, bro?
I don't think I've seen that one yet. The walkdown.
It's a YouTube platform, where they do battles, but it's onto instrumentals. It was kind of like something that happened like back in the day, but it's without microphones and stuff like that, like. Cause I know Arsenal and Goods did something like this back in the day, but I didn't really like it. And of course, Enes has always been, he's always been known to battle on the beat. His mind, if you hear Enes rap to his opponents, it sounds like he's on beat when he goes in. So, but the walk down, it's a little bit more polished than back in the day, like way more polished. Like you got this one beat on, and next thing you know, you got one round and you rapping this whole verse to your opponent. And it's all in beat and it's fire. T-Rex then battled Squeako and he battled Wise from Gates of the Garden on the walk down. And yo, Rex was in his bag, man.
In his bag, huh?
Yeah, man. You gotta understand, this means a lot to me because I remember there was a time during the COVID era where ARP, let's be honest, ARP was running the COVID era. Because quarantine, look, smack with the quarantine tales, we weren't feeling that. We didn't really start, well, I can speak for my, I'm just speaking for myself, but I wasn't really feeling that until the Shotgun Shug and Jerry West battle. Then it was like, because like, well, y'all ain't even supposed to be there. Like, this was like towards the, like, we were still in the midst of coronavirus. So it was like, even sometimes, like, y'all not even supposed to be in the same room together. Yo, this is crazy. And then Jerry West dunked on Shug and everything. It was Jerry West's year. He's doing good. That's another thing. I don't slight Jerry West for being on Summer Madness at all. I do not slight him for that because I definitely wanted Jerry West on a Summer Madness card. He definitely deserved it. But we'll get to that. But the walk down is pretty fire. Rex really has been doing his thing lately. And I remember there was a time where he battled Ill Will on ARP's version.
You.
What's going on?
What's going on?
I wonder when this gonna work. Well, first and foremost, before we get into it, I gotta do my introduction. Excuse me. How you doing, baby girl? I'm a little busy right now. I'll talk to you a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Do something. Next up, we got another wrap it up session. Let's get it. So listen, bro. It is yours truly. It's Blunted Battle Rap B&B. Yours truly. I got a special guest with me this afternoon. This man right here. This man has put me on the battle rap a long time ago. He's one of my favorite writers in this. There's a lot of history between me and this gentleman. Everybody, please welcome one and only Chase Jefferson. All right. Man, okay, so let's, okay, so where do we start? Man, so I guess we'll start off with the GTX situation with Disaster versus Easy. So I saw the battle as well as T. By the way, T Rex. Let's put another. I gotta put respect on T Rex's name on. I've already done it in my previous podcast, but I really salute the T Rex because I'm really glad. Like Rex battling lately has been very fire, man. Have you ever checked out the walkdown, bro?
I don't think I've seen that one yet. The walk
The
down.
walk. Well, it's a YouTube platform. Where they do battles, but it's on to instrumentals. It was kind of like something that happened like back in the day, but this is more, but it's without microphones and stuff like that. Like, cause I know Arsenal and Goods did something like this back in the day, but I didn't really like it. And of course, Enes has always been, he's always been known to battle on the beat. His mind, when if you hear Enes rap to his opponents, it sounds like he's on beat when he goes in. So, but the walk down. It's a little bit more polished than back in the day, like way more polished. Like you got this one beat on, and next thing you know, you got one round, and you rapping this whole verse to your opponent, and it's all in beat and it's fire. T-Rex then battled Squeako, and he battled Wise from Gates of the Garden on the walk down, and yeah, Rex was in his bag, man.
In this bag, huh?
Yeah, man, you gotta understand. This means a lot to me because I remember there was a time during the COVID era where ARP. Let's be honest, ARP was running the COVID era because quarantine. Look, smack with the quarantine tales, we weren't feeling that. We didn't really start. Well, I can speak for my. I'm just speaking for myself, but I wasn't really feeling that until the Shotgun Shug and Jerry West battle. Then it was like, cause like we y'all ain't even supposed to be there. Like this was like towards the like we was still in the midst of coronavirus. So it was like even Showtime was like, y'all not even supposed to be in the same room together. Yo, this is crazy. And then Jerry West dunked on Suge and everything. It was Jerry West's year. He's doing good. That's another thing. I don't slight Jerry West for being on Summer Madness at all. I do not slight him for that because I definitely wanted Jerry West on a Summer Madness card. He definitely deserved it. But we'll get to that. But the walk down is pretty fire. Rex really has been doing his thing lately. And I remember there was a time where he battled Ill Will on ARP's version of.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah, man. I believe like a time limit. That's weird. It's really weird. But it's okay. I like this though. We're not exactly VADA and Showtime SP, but we damn near close.
Hey, right. We're doing our thing.
But as far as the Diz situation, like I said, I like Diz. I just don't like the drama that comes with Diz, you know? Like Diz always, like even back then, there was one point in time where he was like F the East Coast for no reason. Like he was trying to spark some kind of West Coast, East Coast beef. Niggas from the West Coast, like Daddy Mo, they're like, we really wish Diz didn't do shit like that. Like, bro.
Yeah.
But as far as his rapping ability, well, let's see. Real Sick. I think Real Sick raps better. This is just for me. You know, I like multis. But one thing about his multis is his whole thing is he likes doing a lot of, you know, he's more of a make jokes. He's a joker. He makes certain jokes here and there. And then when he actually does angle, this is just my opinion. It just feels kind of sloppy. It feel like it's like when he puts the angle together, it's more a hearsay. There's nothing concrete. Like the whole NDA situation. I still don't know if it was true or not. And it don't even seem true to be perfectly honest with you. Because I think why would like I'm not even taking easy side. It's just on a back. I'm just taking, you know, the side of battle rap. Like it's weird. I don't think anybody would sign NDA. Like it's most corniest thing ever to me. I don't really, but nonetheless, drama to the side. Rapping wise, I don't know. I gotta go with Real Sick 2-1. If Diz beats Real Sick, it'll be because I also had Real Sick beating Paste, and I saw what happened there. Rest in peace to the man. Rest in peace to the GOAT. But yeah, Paste show levels. So, if this can do the same, but at the same time, Penn State beat this.
Right. Yep.
So, with that comparison, I don't know. I still got to, I got to go real sick a little bit. Let's just go ahead and go through the URL card, though. Why not? Right. Let's do it. Then we'll get to the good card. We'll get the Vax out. Let's go ahead and go through the predictions for Summer Man. Let's get Ultimatum Rap League Day 5. Who you gonna get, Jerry and DNA?
That's a good question.
It's a goodie because it's been a while since I've seen DNA. I didn't get to see him and John John put the PGs to rest. All I got to see was all the Twitter reactions. Like, Solo Flair, he being a real man, he got on Twitter himself and said, them boys beat our asses so bad.
Yep.
So what do you think about DNA and Jerry, man?
I don't think DNA is going to be able to get Jerry out like that because Jerry is just too nice. The way he does, he innovates with the whole sounds in the background. You'll know which way the sounds, he's going to incorporate that. And then he might have somebody just, you know, he uses theatrics really well. I don't think he's just going to be able to do that with Jerry. But this is DNA. But I don't know, man. I don't think. I might edge it. I don't know. I might edge it to Jerry just because, you know, he has more to prove. This is Summer Madness. But I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park. This is DNA. So it's going to be a close battle.
I would never say Jerry West will never be a walk in the park, ever. I don't care how good you think. Like, don't get me wrong. DNA is one of the best. So is Arsenal. So is Chilla. And even though he lost to Arsenal and Chilla, he didn't lose bad. That's what people keep forgetting. Jerry didn't lose bad. He didn't get blown out the water by Arsenal or Chile. They just show levels, just like Chess. Matter of fact, Chess, as he was listening to Jerry West rap to him, he was like, Jerry's fire. There's just levels. And Chess actually can show levels. Like, Chess has a little more way with his writing that it's not, you know, he don't just put it out there for you. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. If it's fire, it's fire. As long as it's fire, if simple is your way to go, go for it. I mean, Charlie's been simple for years. So,
mm-hmm. It's cool. People can't stop that, man.
They cannot. I mean,
Sir said, you don't battle to beat Charlie. You battle for a lesson.
Jerry West will never be a walk in the park. I personally feel like, you know, this is what Jerry wants. I heard that Jerry actually has been talking smack about DNA, so I know Jerry wants this battle. This is definitely a good look for him. If he beats DNA, he could solidify himself. Because like I said, he beat Danny Myers. He got Danny Myers on an off game and got him out of there. But you know how Danny Myers is. He got to come back with a vengeance, and thus he won his next two battles. But still, like, I have a lot of faith in Jerry. I got Jerry 2-1 because I don't really know. Because, like, DNA's whole thing, like, you have two types of DNAs. You have gun bar DNA, and then you have DNA that try to talk to you. The DNA that's gunning for Lux, but Lux keeps passing.
You.
I guess I was saying I have DNA. I got Jerry West. If you got gun bar DNA and then you got DNA that's trying to talk to you. Which, like I said, both are fire, but both have different impacts. Gun bar DNA, I don't see him beating Jerry West clearly ever. I don't see that happening. There's no way. Jerry West, you know, I like some of his gun bars. That Black Panther line he had against X Factor, that was legendary. And then the fact that he was able to be in sync with his partners behind him to get that going, I like that. I really, Jerry West, performance wise, I like Even I like that Hitman line. He like, now they saying I'm Hitman. Okay, now y'all really wilding out. I like that. He had that against T.Y. But Jerry West. So I gotta say, like, overall, if DNA comes with the Lux, the if he comes with the talking to DNA that, you know, is gunning for Lux, the question is, what could he talk to? What could he talk to Jerry West about? That's one thing. When I see people angle at Jerry West, the main thing they angle about is that he used to be a scammer. And I feel like,
he could probably angle him about he don't promote. He show up with his lunch pail, go to work, and then you don't hear from Jerry West.
Yeah, maybe Jerry West doesn't. Yeah, Jerry West used to promote, though. Matter of fact, Jerry West at one point in time was one of the kings of promoting battles. Like, every time they gave Jerry West a plate, he would always go to his phone looking at remember Jack Boy, he was like, man, I never get what I asked for. I never judge a man by his last battle, but I do judge a man by his next opponent. I thought that was a good way to say that. Like, I don't judge a man by his last battle, but I do judge a man by his next opponent.
Yeah.
That was fire.
What's his name? DNA been in the game since forever, so he could always try to little boy Jerry West. I don't know if that's going to work, but that's something he can try to do. Like, man, that's listen, boy. Try to do. You know what I mean?
He was like a proving grounds type of goods. Like, Jerry West has this, like, unshakable demeanor. Even though it's clear he gets rattled in battles, you know, because obviously, like, especially the Mr. Wavy thing. But he has this demeanor that his aura is like, he's not really shook. I like that about it. I like that. I like that Jerry Woods has that way where he's like, you rap what you want, but I still got to go. So, you know, with that being said, I don't know. I just don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, he could talk to me about promotion, but I don't know. Because at one point in time, Jerry West was doing his thing with that. There's a scamming thing. He could talk, and then Jerry West drives nice cars. I don't know. T.Y. was talking about something once. He talked about how Jerry West is into LARPing. But I mean, come on. There's a lot of adults that like to do cop.
You.
But yeah, I mean, adults do cosplay. Hell, people get in shape for that stuff. So I mean, I just don't feel like that's a good way to attack Jerry. I don't know. I gotta go with Jerry because I don't feel like it's not a lot of like. There's ways to attack Jerry, but I don't think they're gonna be effective. Is all. True. I feel like at the end of the day, this is gonna be a rapping contest. I feel like DNA will have to be Gunbar DNA for this. And still, this battle could be debatable. Jerry could take it, but also Jerry could lose it. Because DNA don't play with PGs. But I just don't worry about Jerry West like I would worry about somebody else. Like, Foots and Solo Flair, that's different. But Jerry West, battle tested, I just feel like he could take this one. At least 2-1. He's not going to 3-0 DNA. That's not happening. Even he knows that. But a 2-1 decision, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Let's see. I like that, though. But I definitely like the battle, though, for sure. It's one of my favorite ones on the card besides the next one we're going to talk about. Who you got against Twerk versus Hollow? That's probably one of my favorite ones, honestly. Because of the fact that Hollow, this is going to challenge Hollow because Hollow has faced the stigmatism of, one thing he struggles with is people say he loses because he don't perform at the level that his opponents do. Like, if you really go back and watch him versus Rock, if we were to, like, think of the bars, like, we really go back-to-back bars, it could have really went either way. Because Hollow wouldn't spit, like, it wasn't like Hollow had, you know, it was just Rock was just on point. The performance, his bar, everything was just on bigger, point that particular night.
Rock had the bigger moments, yes.
Seat yeah, belt. He definitely had the bigger moments. So I feel like, you know, Hollow, I mean, that's kind of Hollow's kind of issue is he can't, you know, the moments part. Hollow has one of the best pins in the game, but it's hard for him to get a moment going. Wow, and it kind of and he's decided to take the biggest challenge yet by taking somebody that always wants to put on a moment. Always, Twerk is gonna have moments. You're not gonna get in there with Twerk and not expecting to have moments. Word association, he's gonna get in there. It's gonna be fun.
And that's very true. I think Hollow Man is one. Who else is like that? Hollow Clips. These people can do basically everything. There's nothing Hollow. He does everything at a A- or B- level. He can do pretty much everything good. But
yeah,
Twerk reminds me of like LeBron James. He is a big dude, but he has a pin. Man, he can do the bars. He can do the word association where they stretch it. I don't think Hollow can rap with, I mean, yeah, can rap with Twerk. The best bet he got is angles. And he got it. If he has the angle, he better use it. And Hollow is one of the best people with angles.
He's already coming at Twerk about this grind time stuff. Twerk was skinny back then too.
Yeah.
But tall, but you know, he's still tall though.
So now and his voice gotta...
he wasn't like he didn't have that aggressive style that he has now. Like he's rapped like he was conceited, like a tall conceited, and it was funny. I'm like, how did he find this footage? I'm like, yo, they gonna have something. Oh yeah. Hollow definitely looking to have some fun.
Yep, and that freestyle ability. That Hollow guy. I mean,
he just gotta.
Sometimes Hollow can be inconsistent. He can like he'll win, but it won't be like a. You see how Hollow got off? He'll win, and you be like, all right, I don't want to watch that anymore. So Hollow, you just gotta.
Yeah, I see. Hollow don't have a lot of rewatchables.
Yeah. I think I got Twerk, man. If Twerk hasn't choked in a minute, and if you know a twerk like that is very dangerous. So
careful, honey. Comes because I don't know when it's gonna cut off again, and when it does, I gotta put him right back in.
Bye. You though.
You.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah, but thank you for letting me. Thank you for clearing that up. That's fake news because it wouldn't have made sense. Cause I'm like, yo. I can understand passing on the JC battle, but they're still dead.
You.
All right. As I was saying before, appreciate you clearing that up for me. I was a little confused.
No problem.
I can understand passing up on JC, but there's still two West Side heavy hitters that I think Lux should definitely battle if he's going to come back outside.
Definitely.
The next battle I was thinking of, what do you think about T-Top and John the Don? It's a rematch, by the way.
I know. Sometimes rematches can be really good. Sometimes they can be fire. And sometimes the first battle was so long ago, you know, it didn't have that same effect. You know, it's like, oh, man, I forgot they battled. So now when they battle again, it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You bring people into, you know what I mean? And then it's like because they battled before, they got a lot of history. So you don't have to make, you know, a lot of, you know,
drama with it. I will say that I do like about this battle. Well, I will say this. I realize I'm kind of Brandon Schaub-ing you, and I don't like that. I don't like talking over you because I actually do value your opinion a lot. I just be having, I be having stuff to say through my mind. It's just so warped. It's weird. But I don't want to Brandon Shabby at all. I just wanted to say that what one thing I do like about this battle is these two can, you know, they can deliver successful angles. But I've always said with John John, it's a hit or miss. Sometimes they land, and sometimes, man, they don't. Like with Ill Will, there was nothing he had for Ill Will. There was nothing he could do with Ill Will. And it, and he kind of knew, as he got to the third round, he kind of realized it. When he mentioned names of the fallen, it was just like, yeah. Mm-mm. It will have, but then it will just have that ability to neutralize a lot of different MCs. I can't wait to see him a Hitman. But we're going to get into Max out, though. But what do you think? Who do you think might win this battle between John John and T-Top?
I don't know, because T-Top, he swore he wouldn't come back to Houston because he was like, I ain't rocking with Houston. They don't like me, so I ain't never going back. And a lot of people...
I forgot about that. The Ill Will battle.
Yeah. A lot of people, per, you know, Chris Unbiased, they're down on T-Top right now because of his style. At first, it was the drug talk, and a lot of people were like, hey, man, you need to switch that.
You. Mm. So, yeah, so I guess we can factor that in. I don't know, but how long ago was him and Ill Will?
Oh, man, that's been a minute. Was that Ill Will he battled?
Him and, like, because it was a good minute ago. It was when Ill Will was still actively on URL.
Yeah,
there could be some forgiveness to forget. They might give T-Top a fair shake.
But Houston is reckless, bull.
Yeah, you right. I ain't gonna hold you. It's a tough crowd.
Yeah.
Me, I kind of have to agree with you. I don't have a winner in this either, but not because I forgot all about the whole, you know, I respectfully forgot all about the, you know, T-Top. Yeah, he's not liked. But I don't have a winner because there's a lot that T-Top can say to John John. But also, there's some things that John John can say to T-Top, but a lot of it can be all reused angles, a lot of recycled angles, but putting their own particular spins on them. Like, I'm sure T-Top might spin he might spin something with the whole Ace I Mean thing. That's probably one of the most hilarious angles, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, Ace I Mean, he played that whole thing out perfectly, to be honest. He baited John John, made a diss track, got John John to book it on his league as the main event, and cooked him. I didn't even think Ace was going to beat him. But he did. It was I was like, wow. Usually when, you know, somebody calls somebody out, you're thinking it's going to go the other direction. You're thinking, oh, the cocky person's going to lose. Kind of like in a UFC fight. But Ace actually got it. I was like, so T-Top can definitely talk about that. Like, you definitely didn't have an ace in the hole that night.
There you go.
We'll see. Well, he could talk about how he taking Jay Mills was definitely a cash grab. He could definitely discuss that because that was just hilarious. I don't know what the reason was for John John to face Jay Mills. Now, I'm not going to sit here and bash Jay Mills. I will say Jay Mills has gotten better. But nonetheless, it was still a layup. Like, I like that Jay Mills' flow is much better. Like, rap-wise, his flow is better. But he, you know, just needs some more punches. You know, look, it would nice to be, I like to see some more set, you know. He does a whole lot of, like, you know, setting up robbery lines and this and that. It's cool, but, you know, I like to see more diversity. But nonetheless, he is better. He is getting better. But John's still watching. Like, you know. And so I feel like T-Top can talk about that. Like, yo, that cash grabbed it off of Mills. But as far as T-Top's concerned, what's there to discuss? He could reuse the Bay Mama angle. But I think Arsenal kind of went at it the best. I mean, the dude showed a picture. I was like, yo, you wildin'. There's stuff like that. I felt Showtime SP when he was like, sometimes I don't need my second half. In a situation like that, as you know, as a man, you know, it's new. Respectfully, it's just rough. It's really rough. I'm a father of four, so I can respectfully. So I understand. T-Top able to eat that entire angle and still rebuttal it, and I still respect T-Top for that. But I, as a person, couldn't do it.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Me and Arsenal would fought. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I respect T-Top for that. But besides his baby mom situation, what is there really to discuss on T-Top lately? Like, what did John say to T-Top?
You can still discuss the fight. How he
fell. Oh, you talking about the Briz bad day. Yo, Mook talk about they supposed to battle. Yo, I heard that ARP might get it booked. But then I heard that also Smack might book it on an unfinished business event.
Nah, it's a wrap.
Listen, you think it's a wrap?
It's too much egos, man. No.
I did say though, if he somehow got Mook and Briz on Max Out 3, I would have been weak as ever, man. I'm trying to tell you. I'd have been laughing. I would not feel no way about it. I'd have been laughing. That's all I could say. Like, wow. That really shows who ARP is as an individual. Like, people really fuck with ARP heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And respectfully, too. Like, I've never heard not one bad thing about money when it comes to ARP. Not one bad thing. Everybody says they eat when it comes to ARP.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like. I'm like. You know,
he could discuss the fight for sure.
I'm like, how much money you got, boy? You got the big three over there. How much money?
He really got? He could St. Louis versus everybody. That's correct. That's so funny to me. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I will always, no matter how many times Young Ill loses, I will always be happy to see Young Ill come back to the sport. I just want to see him, you know, be the Young Ill that I used to watch back in high school. That's all. I really want that Young Ill. That Young Ill was hungry. I just want him to be hungry one more time. Because Big K is coming to put you down. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that in a minute. There's some more battles on Summer Madness. So you don't have a winner. I don't have a winner for T-Top and John John. It is what it is. Let's just get to the next one. Is Arsenal on the card? Or no. Somebody.
They lost to them.
Somebody. Well, let's just go to the main event then, because I can't think off the top of my head. Av versus Rock. This is not a favorite of mine, but it's a favorite. And it's still a battle that everybody was kind of looking forward to for a very long time. They are both, you know, Av. What's your thoughts on Rock versus Av? As I was saying, they were, you know, Av was cave game. He realized he had to break out to kind of do his own thing. He did do his own thing. Him and Fonz, classic. I definitely like him and Fonz versus Kayshawn and Lou Castro, classic. Let me know your thoughts.
I got Rock winning. It's just I think Av is nice. Av has a lot of chain punches. That man can punch, but it's a whole different experience, man, with Rock, because
Man, this boy can be electrifying when he wants to, and he can turn it up. And it's in front of a big stage, like Summer Madness. I don't know. I don't know if he could. Now, if this was a small room, you could argue, yeah, Av all day. Because, man, the stuff Av be saying. The Rock, man. But Av, the thing is,
I feel like Rock could get crazy in the small room.
Yeah. The thing about Av, too, as he says, he's not just a puncher. He does great angles, too. He kind of punches with angles. So it'd be interesting to see what he talk about as far as being in a cave gang, if he's what he's going to say. And this is going to be like a brother on brother fight. What'd Rock say? I can't see you die. So I turned my head.
Yeah, I feel like Av might, he could flip that. Oh, he could flip that line. It could be ugly.
Yeah.
I would say.
But it's going to be a close one, though. So, yeah.
He might bring up the fight situation with Briz. He might bring it up and might say how, you know, why would, you know, as your brother, you know, why wouldn't you bet her onto that? You know, he might make a punch about that. I'd have to say Rock too, mainly because, look, every obstacle they throw at Rock, anytime Rock feels like he's on pressure, he turns up. Honey, what are you doing? You know, I told you I'm doing something right now. That's not, honey, that is not how I want in the background of this podcast. Oh, that much. My bad, bro.
Are you good?
I love being a parent, though.
There you go.
But Rock, what he did to twerk.
Yes, sir.
So, all right. All right, let me get back into Rock. So, him versus twerk is one of my favorite battles of the current era. You know, back in the day, my favorite battle was him versus Rich Dollars. I really enjoyed him versus Rich Dollars. That was actually my favorite Rich Dollars before Rich Dollars became ass. Disclaimer, I talk my shit. Rock, I can't see him losing this battle in any regard. And Av could surprise. He could possibly take a round. But I don't see him getting two. I don't see him getting two. It all really, well, let me say this. If Rock goes first, if he sets it off, I don't think Av's getting around. Because if he lets Rock set it off, it's going to be bad. But at the same time, if Av goes first, Rock can snatch at the same time. It's weekly, like Av really, like, if he's gonna talk, like, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot, and I do mean there is a lot. If he's gonna angle, I know there's a lot that he could discuss with Rock. The question is, can he do it in a fire? Can he do it in a fire fashion? And you know, because he has to do his own spin on it. He can't make it seem like this. Straight you recycle. Like, he got to do his own spin of how he feels on all the stuff to talk about as far as Rock's concerned. I will say this one thing. I will take around the way if he starts talking about the training stuff. I'm so tired of hearing about that angle, man. Especially because Rock literally got on camera and he told, and when Miss Hustle said she had some information before their battle. Which, oh yeah, she was butthurt when people had her losing with the Rock. And she was like, I'm going to take one more battle and I'm done. I'm going to take my talents elsewhere. Okay. But anyway, Rock asked her, yo, put the information up right now. Do whatever. Put the person up right now. If you do, we battle. Otherwise, I'm battling official. And of course, yeah, Ms. Hustle didn't have anything. And he ended up battling official that year. Which we all got introduced to the poem of Big Body Bitch. Oh, Lord. And then, of course, Geechee and Swamp got him back for that because, you know, I really don't like the fat jokes for Fish. I don't. I'm probably the only dude, only battle rap fan that doesn't appreciate when people come at Official for a weight and stuff like that. It's like, I think Official's fine. That's just me. I don't understand the issue. You know, everybody just, it's whatever. But I get it. It's something to talk about. But it's, I thought it was just funny that Geechee and Swap turned it on. Nonetheless, when's the last time Rock lost? Like, respectfully. It's been, like, we gotta really think about it. The last memorable loss I could think of that I could honestly say he lost, like, honestly, was even then, that's still debatable.
What?
I was gonna say Goods, but I don't know. That people still debate that one. Still debate that one.
I think I had him losing to Danny Myers.
Yes, there we go. Yeah, me too. Me too. I did too. But I don't know. I didn't. Their face off was so out the ordinary that the battle.
They almost fought.
Yeah, they for sure. I was like, yo, Rock. And then, of course, you know, oh, yeah, Av can talk about that, too, how Rock is always almost fighting. And then, finally, the first time he actually, they finally got footage of Rock getting ready to fight a fan. And Chess was in on it. This dude, tried to throw blows at Rock, and Rock started throwing blows back. And all the people in the battle rap group was so proud of him. They're like, yay, Rock finally bought somebody.
Hyperboy is so silly. He said he hit him with the uppercut, like, bing. Oh, man.
Yeah. He didn't have Rock him finally up. Silenced all them almost fights. He can finally silence that. Like, you know, yeah. Nobody can ever say that Rock won't really throw hands. Now we can actually say when Rock is holding back, he is just trying to be professional. He will really do that with y'all if he could. I loved it.
I like so, how
Rock. I have to talk about that though. You said what?
I like how he let that rock. Like he don't even let that bother him when people say that in his round. He let that rock. Like Arsenal. I think that's dope. That's professionalism right there.
True. Yeah. That's why I like the fact that when somebody finally pressed him outside the event or whatever. He let it, you know, he put his hands up. He started going to work. So now he can finally silence all them people that say he always about to fight but never do. He just trying to be professional. Like
technically, they jumped him, but you can
slide. That's even worse. That's even worse. That makes it better for him.
No. Like he still put it. No, rocking like, them jump the dude.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, my bad. I got cold. Look at me. That's from smoking too much. Yeah, you're right. They did. Leave Rock still got. Well, let's just be proud. Rock finally fought. Yeah, he got chested on the action, but he fought. So I'm happy about it. I gotta give him something, man. But Av can still talk about it. Nonetheless, Av can still talk about it. And
yeah.
So, but I still, like, I don't, but can he do it in a way that's really going to make it look like Rock's going to lose his battle, though? I don't see Av getting two rounds on Rock, still. Even with everything to talk about, he got to get a moment. We don't talk about that a lot, but Av, when's the last moment from Av? I know we always think about that moment he had with Charlie Clips. Which room are we in? The emergent, or was that? When's the last moment you remember from Av, where he had a room shaker? I'm trying to think.
Yes, indeed.
All righty. So what's do you remember? What's your last? What's the last Av moment you remember where he shook the room?
When he was battling Clone.
I haven't seen that. I heard Vodafly said that battle was classic, but I haven't seen it yet. So now I gotta go watch it. I'm gonna probably check it out after this. Alright, so we both got Rock, right? All right. And I can't think of I know there's another battle on there. I just can't think about it.
Nitty and Fonz. No, Nitty and
Nitty and Ace, my bad. Right. Yeah, because Ace was doing promo for this one, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know he wanted this smoke. Well, set it up. And now they set it up. Who you got?
I got Rum Nitty. Oh, we missing Shotgun Suge too.
Who was Shotgun Suge facing?
Bonds.
Right. There we go. Something had to click. Okay. Yeah, because they was talking mad shit to each other. That's interesting. That's going to be interesting. They really about to press each other. I like that one. But I got Rum Nitty.
Got to go with the alien.
I got to go with Rum Nitty. But Ace, if he can get his breathing control on point when he starts getting into his real lyrical shit, he can make this really good. But he just got to control his pace. He got to control his breathing control and his pacing. If he can get that going, this could be really good. And he had it on point with John, so I can believe. And well, he washed gems. Oh boy, I forgot he did. He washed gems. Ooh, they gave URL gave gems a second chance after that Your Honor battle, because that battle wasn't is the end. They gave it to gems, but they felt like the battle wasn't all that, so they gave Jims another shot against Ace, and whew, yeah. Jims did the best he could, though, but it wasn't enough. It was clear who was the more lyrical bodybuilder in that match. Not the Jims and his working out days now, but yeah, Ace is the more lyrical bodybuilder, sir. But yeah, even still, yeah, we both got Rum Nitty. All right, so Shotgun and Fonz, who you got?
I got Jimmy. Shotgun Suge. What you like? Really?
Hey, you got no love for Fonz.
No, I do.
I'm just good. I'm messing with you. Uh-oh. You good? I don't know. It cut out again. You there, sir? No. Go ahead.
You.
There we go. Okay.
You got me?
Yeah, I got you. So, no. So, why you got Shotgun and Suge over Fonz?
I got Suge because I think Fonz will be better. He'll have better bars and he'll have more punches, but man, Suge is gonna be able to shake that room. Like he can do stuff like the jackhammer, what he did with Av. That's not the craziest bar, but when you act it out, it'll get the crowd in a frenzy. Like he knows how to perform way better than Fonz, which matters. And Fonz is great.
And Suge has stepped his pen up. He has stepped his pen up.
Though. Yeah, definitely.
Like that. Like Suge, like I really like watching Suge. Like I started enjoying watching Suge, like when he battled Rosenberg on RB. That's when I really started enjoying watching Suge again. From that point on, I really like how Suge is elevated. So for sure, I see why you said that. I was shooting Suge just off the fact that I don't know. I haven't really been really impressed with Fonz for real. I don't think I've ever really been impressed with Fonz. So, man, I'm deep down a hater. I don't know. I've never been really impressed with Fonz for real. I haven't, like, even with the whole, like, and it kind of stems all the way back to him in versus Easy in the tournament. Like, I really feel like Easy got robbed because, like, yeah, and I do like some of what Fonz was talking about in the first, but yo, I'm like, it was crazy that Fonz took the battle.
You ain't rocking with the landlord from the land?
Yes, man.
The land.
Like, there was one point I was, like, when he first came out, for sure. Like, when he battled J400, yeah. But then, he's been, and Fonz has battled to, he's battled all, a lot of my favorites. He's battled JC. I don't know. I personally just don't feel like there's nothing you can say to Suge that's gonna be like real damaging. Not in this day. Like, Punk, you know, like, I don't know. I just really don't see it. Like, Suge is just in a bag right now. Punchlines alone ain't gonna save you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Suge just stood up against B-Dot, and I had him winning that, and it was crazy. Like, even B-Dot was like, yo, Suge was in a bag that I didn't think he could be in. We got to stop counting Suge out. And it definitely showed. Because I actually had B-Dot winning that. And then when I watched the battle, I was like, oh, dang, I'm wrong. Yo, Suge is really. Yeah, I got to go with Suge for this one. No denying my mind.
I agree.
Fonz showed me something different. I'll gladly get back on the podcast and let him know, like, hey, you showed us something. It was crazy. But I got Suge, though. I feel with that. I think that's the whole card for Summer Madness. Let's go ahead and get into Max out for this, because I know this whole cutting off every 3 to 6 minutes starting to get, like, low-key annoying. So let's go ahead and get to our Max out predictions. Let's get it. This card. Where to begin, man? Where do we begin? How about Head Ice and Show Off? Who you got? One. Just the build up for this one, because they battled during the quarantine thing and they had their own little round for each other. And women, no, I don't think I saw Show Off's round for Head Ice, but I definitely saw Head Ice's round for Show Off, man. Why did this battle become 3 rounds? And now it is. But who you got? Uh-oh. It did again. It is at 7 minutes, though. Maybe we'll let him come back in. Come on. Bro. You still there, bro? Bro, you sit up. I think it's about to cut soon. Hold on. Bro, hey. You.
Yes, indeed.
There we go. Okay, good.
There we go.
All right. So, who you got, Shaw versus Head Ice?
Man, that's a good question.
I got to go with Head Ice. I ain't going to lie. I ever since the Rosenberg L, Show Off to me just, like, I don't know. Like, I try to get into him versus Chef Trez. I got to go back to that, too. Because I got to get my love back for Show Off. But Show Off is fire. But I don't know if he can beat Head Ice. Head Ice is a different type of animal. Head Ice has always been a different type of animal.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You said I don't know. I'm gonna go Head Ice. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna get Head Ice this one. 2-1. Show Off, show me something different. It'll be a good battle for sure.
I might go with Show Off just to see.
You gonna go Show Off? I'm gonna go Head Ice. All right, should we just go ahead and go to the big three, or should we just the other matchup? Let's see. Yeah, let's just go to the other matchup. Goods versus Calico.
Good.
Before we get into predictions for this one, let me just say, I saw the Twitter. I saw this in the inception of this one, and it was just so funny. And Calico was just like talking shit on Twitter, talking about, I don't want to battle Goods because Goods does nothing for my career. He can't rap with me, and blah, blah, blah. And then Goods commented like, wait, what? Man, I wasn't going to battle you because I'm cool with your dad, but now I want to battle. Let's go. And I'm like, yo, where is this getting booked at? And what a surprise. ARP was watching the same tweet. I love ARP for this, man. This battle, I didn't see this. Honestly, I didn't see this battle personally in my head. I've always wanted to see Goods versus Surf. But I'm not mad at this, though. Like, this is interesting, especially because I didn't know Goods was so tapped in with Calico like that. Like, I didn't know he knew Calico's family and stuff like that. That's can play a major, like, the talk can differ, because I ain't, like, people talk to Calico, but I've never seen anybody, like, besides, I mean, Lux, that was so long ago. Like, I was in high school, I barely remember everything that Lux said to Calico back then. Still, the talk could be very different in this one. And I'm honestly very excited to see what Goods got to say to Calico. But I also want to hear what Calico got to say to Goods, because Calico accepted this. So, and I feel like, in a sense, this is Calico being the wizard again, where he kind of plays reverse psychology, where he's like, I didn't want the battle, but deep down, I do want the battle. I just want to go. I was saying, Calico could be being a wizard, and he could have just been playing reverse psychology where he acts like he don't want to battle, just to bait his MC to want the battle. So with everything that I've said, who you got between Goods and Calico?
I got Calico. I just feel like, man, Goods might be trying. I don't know if he's gonna adjust his style, because when he battled Easy, he realized that money talk wasn't gonna be enough, and Easy kind of showed him. And then I think it's gonna be the thing. I think Goods might do the money talk. You know, I got 9,000 in the bank just from doing this. This is all the. He might talk about a whole bunch of random stuff. These are all the kinds of things, you know, I think about more than I think about my opponent. And Calico just gonna come with this lost Detroit stuff. Like, man, I had 12 zips in the something, and it's gonna connect with the Houston crowd. You know what I mean? So I just, I don't know.
You're right. But the Houston crowd do love Goods, though.
They do love Goods, but I think wherever he battled,
that gutter talk gonna be more. It's gonna be more, yeah, because a lot, Houston is in the South.
And I think Goods Calico can do what Goods do. You know what I mean? But he just does
that
it.
That is true.
He just does it in his own little way.
Yeah, Calico is always the way he raps is. It is like how, you know, he does his own way of doing things.
So I just, Goods just got to show me how he'll neutralize what Cal can do. Because Cal can neutralize what Goods does. And he doesn't have to make it obvious that he's talking about money. So it's going to be a good
one. Okay. So I agree with you. I got Calico too. Because off my theory that Calico is being the wizard, where he's saying he don't want a battle, but in reality he wants a battle, and Calico wins battles that he wants.
Yeah, that's true.
And matter of fact, this is another reason why I feel like Calico will win. He explained his process, like when he went into battle Charlie Clips, he explained the process of how he want to battle somebody. He lets it be known in the beginning, but at the same time, he don't press them. He just know eventually they gonna cross paths. Like, for example, him and Mook is homies, and he still wanna smoke Mook. He just waiting. It's that type of, like, Calico be on a different type of time. When he wants a battle, I can't help but be interested to know what material or what he got for this one. I'm always in tune. Not to mention Calico though, like Averb, Geechee, Easy. Easy, Chess. He's had some very great matchups.
Yeah. What do you say to Hitman Holla about punching the dude in the barbershop? He turned that into a whole angle about this dude could have been your fan. This dude was drunk and you got your son. Like, he made that into a, now you felt good about Hitman Holla punching him, but the way Calico framed it, like, oh man. Now you look at Hitman Holla like, that was silly. Why would you do that? So I think he has that power.
After his battle with Hitman Holla really made me look at Hitman Holla differently. I ain't gonna hold you. And then, but that's a whole nother topic. But let's see the next one. Ooh, let's just get into STL versus everybody. Let's go, Young Ill, Big K. What's up?
I got Big K.
Me too. Like I said, I want to see what Young Ill gonna bring. But Big K has been on the dummy run for the longest, man.
Yeah, and it's like Good say, it's hard to battle after several years out. It's easy when you consistently do it. So
Young Ill is just like weight training. It's just right. like exercise.
Right.
Like, when you out of practice and when you get right back into it, you're gonna feel pain. You're gonna deal with a lot of different issues. It's all about repetition. And then make it into.
Yes, indeed.
All righty. So what's the last Av moment you remember where he shook the room?
Mm-hmm. When he was battling Clone.
I haven't seen that. I heard Vodafly said that battle was classic. But I haven't seen it yet. So now I gotta go watch it. I'm gonna probably check it out after this. So we both got Rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I can't think of – I know there's another battle on there. I just can't think about it.
Nitty and Fonz. No, Nitty and
Nitty and Ace, my bad. You right. Yeah, because Ace was doing promo for this one, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know he wanted this smoke. What else set it up? And now they set it up. Who you got?
I got Rum Nitty. Oh, we missing Shotgun Suge too.
Who was Shotgun Suge facing?
Fonz.
Right. There we go. Something had to click. Okay. Yeah, because they was talking mad shit to each other. That's interesting. That's gonna be interesting. They really about to press each other. I like that one. But I gotta
go with the alien.
I gotta go with Rum Nitty, but Ace. If he can get his breathing control on point when he starts getting into his real lyrical shit, he can make this really good. But he just got to control his pace. He got to control his breathing control and his pacing. If he can get that going, this could be really good. And he had it on point with John, so I can believe. And well, he washed gems. Oh boy, I forgot he did. He washed gems. Ooh, they gave. URL gave Jibs a second chance after that Your Honor battle, because that battle wasn't is the end. They gave it to Jibs, but they felt like, you know, the battle wasn't all that, so they gave Jibs another shot against Ace, and whew, yeah. Jibs did the best he could though, but it wasn't enough. It was clear who was the more lyrical bodybuilder in that match. Not the Jibs and his working out days now, but. Yeah, Ace is the more lyrical bodybuilder, sir. But yeah, even still, yeah, we both got Rum Nitty. All right, so Shotgun and Fonz, who you got?
I got Jimmy Shotgun should. What you like? Really? Like?
Hey, you ain't got no love for Fonz.
No, I do.
I'm just good. I'm just messing with you. Uh oh. You good? Oh, he cut. I don't know. It cut out again. You there, sir? Oh, go ahead.
You.
There we go. Okay.
You got me?
Yeah, I got you. So, no. So, why you got Shotgun Shug over Fonz?
I got Shug because I think Fonz will be better. He'll have better bars and he'll have more punches. But, man, Shug is going to be able to shake that room. Like, he can do stuff like the jackhammer, what he did with Av. That's not the craziest bar, but when you act it out, it'll get the crowd in a frenzy. Like, he knows how to perform way better than Fonz, which matters. And Fonz is great.
And Shug has set this pan up. He has set this pan up.
Though. Yeah, definitely.
Like that. Like, Shug, like, I really like watching Shug. Like, I started enjoying watching Shug, like, when he battled Rosenberg on RB. That's when I really started enjoying watching Shug again. From that point on, I really like how Shug is elevated, so for sure. I see why you said that. I was shooting Shug just off the fact that I don't know. I haven't really been really impressed with Fonz for real. I don't think I've ever really been impressed with Fonz. So, man, I'm deep down a hater. I don't know. I've never been really impressed with Fonz for real. I haven't, like, even with the whole, like, and it kind of stems all the way back to him and versus Easy in the tournament. Like, I really felt like Easy got robbed because, like, yeah. And I do like some of what Fonz was talking about in the first. But, yo, I'm like, it was crazy that Fonz took the battle.
You ain't rocking with the landlord from the land?
Yes. Man.
The land.
Like, there was one point I was, like, when he first came out, for sure. Like, when he battled J400, yeah. But then, let's see. He's been, and Fonz has battled to me. He's battled a lot of my favorites. He's battled JC. I personally just don't feel like there's nothing you can say to Shug that's gonna be like real damaging. Not in this day. Like, punch, like, you know, like, I don't know. I just really don't see it. Like, Shug is just in a bag right now where I just punchlines alone ain't gonna save you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Shug just stood up against B-Dot and I had him winning that. And it was crazy. Like, even B-Dot was like, yo, Shug was in a bag that I didn't think he could be in. We got to stop counting Shug out. And it definitely showed. Because I actually had B-Dot winning that. And then when I watched the battle, I was like, oh, dang, I'm wrong. Yo, Shug is really. Yeah, I got to go with Shug for this one. No denying my mind.
I agree.
Fonz showed me, like I said, Fonz showed me something different. I'll gladly get back on the podcast and let him know, like, hey, you showed us something. It was crazy. But I got Shug, though. I feel with that. I think that's the whole card for Summer Madness. Let's go ahead and get into Max out for this, because I know this whole cutting off every 3 to 6 minutes starting to get, like, low-key annoying. So let's go ahead and get to our Max out predictions. Let's get it. This card. Where to begin, man? Where to begin? How about Head Ice to Show Off? Who you got? I like that one. Just the build up for this one because they battled during the quarantine thing and they had their own little round for each other. And wait a minute, no, I don't think I saw Show Off's round for Head Ice, but I definitely saw Head Ice's round for Show Off, man. Why did this battle become 3 rounds? And now it is. But who you got? Uh-oh. It did again. It is at 7 minutes, though. Maybe we'll let him come back in. Come on. Bro. You still there, bro? Bro, you still there? I think it's about to cut soon. Hold on. Bro, hey. You.
Yes, indeed.
There we go. Okay, good.
We still there got we some. Go. There we go.
All right. So, who you got, Shaw versus Head Ice?
Man, that's a good question. Man.
I got to go with Head Ice. I ain't going to lie. Like, I don't know. I'm like, ever since the Rosenberg L, Shaw for me just, like, I don't know. Like, I tried to get into him versus Chef Trez. I got to go back to that, too. Because I don't know.
Shred,
I got to get my love back. I got to get my love back for Shaw. But Shaw is fire. But Shred, I don't know if he can beat Head Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Head Ice is just a different type of animal. Head Ice has always been a different type of animal.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You said I don't know. I'm gonna go Head Ice. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna get Head Ice this one. 2-1. Show off, show me something different. It'll be a good battle for sure.
I might go with Show Off just to see.
You gonna go Show Off? I'm gonna go Head Ice. Alright. And should we just go ahead and go to the big three? Or should we just the other matchup? Let's see. Yeah, let's just go to the other matchup. Goods versus Calico.
Good.
Before we get into predictions for this one, let me just say, I saw this in the inception of this one, and it was just so funny. Calico was just like talking shit on Twitter, talking about, I don't want to battle Goods because Goods does nothing for my career. He can't rap with me and blah, blah, blah. And then Goods commented like, wait, what? Man, I wasn't going to battle you because I'm cool with your dad. But now I want to battle. Let's go. And I'm like, yo, where is this getting booked at? And what a surprise. ARP was watching the same tweet. I love ARP for this, man. This battle, I didn't see this battle personally in my head. I've always wanted to see Goods versus Surf. But I'm not mad at this, though. Like, this is interesting, especially because I didn't know Goods was so tapped in with Calico like that. Like, I didn't know he knew Calico's family and stuff like that. That can play a major, like, the talk can differ because I ain't... Like, people talk to Calico, but I've never seen anybody, like, besides, I mean, Lux, that was so long ago. Like, I was in high school. I barely remember everything that Lux said to Calico back then. Still, the talk could be very different in this one. And I'm honestly very excited to see what Goods got to say to Calico. But I also want to hear what Calico got to say to Goods, because Calico accepted this, so, and I feel like I think in a sense, this is Calico being the wizard again, where he kind of plays reverse psychology, where he's like, I didn't want the battle, but deep down, I do want the battle. I just want to.